T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yep, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And so I'm listening to the radio station today, and I'm listening to the Wing King of Buffalo, Drew Cerza, being talked to. And, you know, the idea of being able to come in here and doing a show on, well, who's got the best chicken wings in Buffalo, I think that that has changed over time because there have become so many varieties of chicken wings that I think it's almost impossible to isolate one specific place that has the overall best chicken wing. For example, there are times you have to have barbecued wings, and you've got your own favorite place for the barbecued wings. There comes a point in time, too, where sometimes you don't want all of the guilt that comes with deep-fried wings, and you want them baked. And there are places around here that serve absolutely killer baked chicken wings. I mean, you just, the key is to order them very crispy, and the key is to make sure the place making them knows you don't want them anywhere near the fryer. The downside is they take longer to make. The upside is you don't have that post-wing guilt that so many of us fall into. There are, and there's also the wings that don't have, and I haven't even mentioned this one yet, they don't have the traditional buffalo wing sauce, but they do have spices. For example, how many of you have a place that you go to for Cajun grilled wings? Now, I've mentioned a place a couple of times on the show already that makes some really killer grilled wings for those times when you just want to enjoy wings, but you might not want all the sauce. But they've also got the ability to put on like various spices onto the wing. The other controversies involving chicken wings, ranch dressing. I had no idea prior to hearing Drew Cerza on WBEN today, I had no idea that most Americans prefer ranch dressing to blue cheese dressing when it comes to chicken wings. And an interesting point of trivia is a couple of weeks ago when my friend Renee took me to see Jeff Lynn and Jeff Lynn's ELO in Pittsburgh. First of all, everything in Pittsburgh closes at 10 o'clock at night. You might not be aware of this, but I'm convinced, having spent the night in Pittsburgh, everything closes at 10. So we were reduced to ordering out for food. And one of the things we got was a single order of chicken wings. And I was very, very disappointed. Opening the chicken wings, which, of course, you're always going to be disappointed getting chicken wings outside of Buffalo, but I was so disappointed that it was ranch dressing. I thought they'd made a mistake, but apparently this is how most Americans prefer their chicken wings. Now, when you order your wings, what do you order? I mean, for me, they've got to be extra crisp, whether they are barbecued, whether they are grilled wings, whether they are deep-fried wings, whether they are baked wings. Give me crispy or give me nothing. And there does come a point, in my humble opinion, there does come a point where the wing can almost become too hot, too fiery, and too spicy. You know, when you start breaking out into a sweat, your blood pressure starts skyrocketing and you're gulping water after water after water and still not keeping up with the amount of perspiration you're putting out, that is not an enjoyable meal. Or maybe to some of you, it is. And of course, I would be remiss if I did not say that there is no such thing as a bad food, just a bad diet. Are chicken wings the ultimate health food? No, they are not. Are there ways you can make them more healthy? Yeah, there are. Baked wings, definitely a lot more healthy and better for you than deep fried wings. But you know, nobody's kidding anybody. We're not talking about eating fresh fish or fresh vegetables or anything like that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if there's one thing that life will teach anybody, it is there is always room to expand your culinary horizons. You listen to this show enough, you know that probably at least once a day I mention my extreme fondness for clams. Actually discovered another seafood I actually liked last night, baked cod. Now, many of you have cod or haddock fish fries on Friday, but I actually discovered a baked cod that was absolutely to die for. It was delicious, and I'm not a seafood guy, which is weird. If you listen to this show, you think all I eat is clams and shrimp, which probably isn't far from the truth, but I don't think of myself as a seafood guy. But this baked cod was out of this world. Anyway, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. How do you order your wings? And we have to subdivide, as I said at the beginning of the hour and the beginning of the show, into various categories, because there's a wing for every flavor that you are desiring at any given time. Steven in Lockport, you are on WBEN, and thank you for your patience. Steven, Lockport, you're on. Hello.
Hello, this is Steven in Lancaster.
Oh, Lancaster. You drove very fast. What's on your mind?
Because I love my chicken wings to be crispy and saucy, lots of sauce on them. They always have to be that way. I hate having chicken wings that are not cooked good enough. There's just nothing worse. And so that way I always get what I want.
I'm with you 100%. They have to be ordered crispy every single time. And then sometimes to emphasize the point, you say, I'd like them crispy, very well done.
Exactly.
And do you have a favorite place?
When I was younger, you talked about I have to eat medium now. When I was younger, before I got married with my wife, she was a waitress at Sestak and McGuire's. And that used to be the place to go, and you would get them hot, and they would come, and all you had to do was put your nose over them, and they cleaned out your sinuses.
sounds like my kind of wing. Have you expanded your wing horizon over the years? Because for a while, you know, we basically had fried chicken wings, but things have expanded in recent years, much to my delight.
Yes, I own a place up in Shirks and Shores, up in Canada, and there's a place up in Crystal Beach area called South Coast Cookhouse, and they have like 20 different flavors, and they're just always trying different flavors, and I'll go there and just get a single order and try all the different flavors. They're very good.
Now, do they, this is going to be a stupid question, but again, not the first time I've ever asked one, do they offer them smoked, like smoked wings, like we might have smoked pork or smoked chicken?
They don't do the smoked ones, but they do the barbecue ones.
Okay, that sounds yummy. But again, the important consideration here is they always must be well done.
Always.
And do you concur with me, sir, that
send them back?
Anything but blue cheese is wrong. Ranch dressing is just wrong when it comes to wings.
Okay, with me, you're going to lose on that one because I don't do any sauces. I do the chicken wings.
Okay, well, we'll call that one a draw. Had you said ranch, I would have had my reservations. But you and Drew Serza, who runs this whole festival coming up, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after this weekend, he also prefers the taste of the sauce and the taste of the wing to the taste of any dipping you might be doing.
Correct.
All right, good stuff, brother. Hang in there. Enjoy Shirkston. Enjoy the decent weather. And as I always try to remind people, even if it's the middle of the week, even if it is a hump day or a Tuesday or a Thursday, just try to find that one magical hour where you can have some fun. That one magical hour, whatever it is you enjoy doing, that alleviates your anxiety, that allows you to recreate and socialize with friends. Try to find that one magical hour, because you deserve it in your busy day. We work hard, and you gotta find fun in every day that you live on this earth. Hey, you know the other thing that your humble host has discovered is I used to be, like, lighting a charcoal fire. I was all about how much juice can I put on it before I light the charcoal ablaze? I've discovered in the past year that those chimney things give you the best fire you will ever have in your life. A little bit slow off the mark, but they're cylindrical, and you put charcoal in them, you put paper on the bottom, you put paper on the top, and you get that, you know, glowing nice and red, and then you dump it on top of the coal you've got in the grill. And I have never had fires as hot as the ones I've started with that little chimney that they sell instead of the lighter fluid. It's just, I would call it miraculous, but let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we have Sharon in Alden. Sharon, when you order wings, how do you order them?
Well, truth be told, it's usually hot. However, our local pizzeria is allowing us to mix sauces, and I have to say, our new favorite is hot with garlic parmesan.
Okay, that actually sounds really delicious. And when you say make your own sauces, you tell them what you want in it?
When they use the sauces that they have, and you just say, I'd like you to toss it with the hot and the garlic parm, and I'll tell you what, it is phenomenal. It's my new love. I enjoy all of them. I don't discriminate with my sauces. I'm willing to try them all. Sometimes you're in a barbecue mood, sometimes you're not, so on and so forth. First of all, I want to backtrack down and say my husband and I thoroughly enjoy listening to your program every day, and we're going to sorely miss it until we can hook up again. We are traveling down to South Carolina, henceforth my call, because we were in a bit of a quandary of what to do about not getting buffalo-styled wings. Once you get out of Western New York, they're no longer available, not to the quality that we're used to.
Agreed. Agreed. Well, the one thing that you can do to listen to the show is we are actually part of radio.com. So if you go to the WBEN.com website, you can actually download an app which will allow you to hear us as clearly, most days, as if you were listening here in Buffalo.
Right, absolutely. And with that being said, then, we did actually find, truth be told, 10 minutes from where we're going to be moving is someone from Western New York who owns a pizzeria. And, of course, we had to try it out, and double thumbs up, so excited, not going to skip a beat.
Where is this place in South Carolina?
It's in Greenville.
Greenville. And what's the name of this joint?
Moretti's? I think it's Moretti's.
Sounds like a Buffalo name.
A little bit, huh?
It definitely does. Well, enjoy. Sorry to hear that you're leaving us, but you can at least check in with the WBEN radio and not miss a beat.
Absolutely.
I'd love to know how many people we've got listening around the country who used to live here but who now live somewhere else.
Plans, yeah.
Yep, you got it. Thanks very much for the call. That frees up a line, and choosing your own sauce sounds really good. And garlic and parm, oh my. And let's get back to the calls. We spoke with the Wing King of Buffalo, Drew Cerza, at the very beginning of this show. And much to my, I don't want to say shame, but much to my profound disappointment, Americans prefer ranch dressing to blue cheese dressing with their blue cheese, which I think is somewhat of a heresy. This is exactly why we need the Electoral College. Here is Christine in Hamburg. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I just want to make a quick comment on the celery carrot controversy and
yes,
blue cheese ranch dressing. If you remember way back when Wings first came out at Anchor Bar and at the pizzerias, you always, always, always got both celery and carrots. I have to say,
this is true, correct.
Now when I get chicken wings, I have to say I'm disappointed when I get one or the other. And as far as the blue cheese ranch dressing, definitely blue cheese. And I'm not a person who likes blue cheese on their salad. I prefer ranch. But with wings, it's definitely blue cheese.
Well, Christine, there's something else to consider.
Living out of town or getting wings from trying to copy us, they're definitely doing it wrong.
All right. Well, how do you feel about the pizza who dunk, or how the people who dunk their pizza into blue cheese?
You know, I've never really seen anybody do that.
Oh, it's very, very common. It's in fact, I would dare say it's more common than not these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. It's kind of disappointing.
Why do that?
No, no, seriously, look around. The next time you go out to a place and you're having pizza and wings and look around, you're going to see a lot of people dunking their pizza into blue cheese.
That's surprising because sometimes I go out to visit my niece out of town and I watch how people eat pizza out there, and I've never seen it anywhere across the country either.
Well, once you notice it, you'll never get the image out of your mind. I promise you.
You saying it's good or bad?
Well, I see, I've just got thoughts that blue cheese was meant to be with chicken wings and was not intended for pizza. My friends who dunk their pizza into blue cheese want to stuff them in my mouth every time they do it.
I would have to agree on you, and I agree with you with the peppers on the banana peppers on the pizza. Only way to go with peppers on pizza.
And with the Italian sausage, once and for all, please let's do away with the red peppers as part of the sausage, of Italian sausage. It should be white onions and green bell peppers, period. None of these red peppers, none of the yellow peppers.
Right.
I mean, I know I've got some cojones saying that, but I'm just saying that that's just my preference. Thank you very much for the phone call. Oh, and with Italian sausage, can we please have a law? Forget about doing away with plastic straws and stirrers in Western New York. Can we have a law that if you are going to serve Italian sausage at a lawn fete or for your friends, we need a law the only acceptable Italian sausage is hot and spicy? I am so disappointed with the proliferation of bland, tasteless Italian sausage in the area at lawn fetes. We need a spicy regulation when it comes to lawn fetes and Italian sausage. Thank you for listening. Good luck from News Radio 930 WBEN. So there was a time in recent talk show memory when this was a show you could basically pull out of your nether region and just say, okay, who's got the best wings in Buffalo? 803-0930. And then people would call in with the best wings in Buffalo. And I'm sorry, but we have achieved now wing specialization in Western New York. We have, and I am as guilty of it as anybody else. There are times, and if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. But there are times where, you know, like you, I just want my wings deep fried, dirty, and nasty. And I order them hot, and I order them well done, and I always will get extra blue cheese. And that, of course, would be the old school, hey, who's got the best chicken wing show that we would do, right? But now, there are so many varieties of wings, it's almost like doing a disservice to do that kind of a program. Now, for those kinds of wings, my own personal preference has long been Duff's. And why do I say Duff's? Because the sauce to me for that kind of wing is the best. The blue cheese is served in adequate quantities and at the proper temperature for blue cheese. None of this ranch dressing, by the way. And the celery, giant hunks of celery served always at exactly the right temperature. But the wing world has gone beyond this. And one of the reasons we're talking about this is because Drew Cerza was talking earlier today, giving publicity to the Buffalo Wing Fest coming up, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after this coming weekend, which is, believe it or not, already Labor Day. But the idea that somehow ranch dressing is more popular than blue cheese with chicken wings, all I can say is Joey Diaz, what he said in a very famous interview once about ranch dressing versus blue cheese. I can't play that interview on the air, but if you have a chance on YouTube, you can check it out. Is it Joey Diaz, Phil? D-I-A-Z? Now, Phil's not listening. I could be saying all sorts of things about his lineage right now, and he'd have no clue. So, anyway, it was a funny bit, though, that he played. So anyway, there are times where I want baked wings. And, you know, with my heart issues and everything, I can't eat wings like I used to eat them. And for a while, I didn't even eat chicken wings. And then, you know me, Mr. Defiant Personality, the minute I'm told to avoid something is the minute I say, I really need to do more of this. That's just the way it operates. But there are times where I want baked wings, and to me, The best baked wings are actually right around the corner from my house at a place called Sorrentino's on Main Street in Williamsville. Now, the only catch, and I presume this is true with every place that has baked wings, is if you want them 100% baked, you've just got to make it abundantly clear. I don't want these anywhere near a fryer. I want them 100% baked. Don't finish them off in the fryer. Don't start them off in the fryer. I want them baked. Now, you can get them really crisp, and you'd never even know that they weren't fried at all. And like I said, the only downside is it does take a while to do them. Like an ordinary order of wings, you know, you can order them and they can be out on your table in a matter of minutes. With the baked wings, 100% baked and crispy wings, you will be looking at about a 45-minute wait. So you do pay the price in time for that. And then there are barbecued wings, which are, of course, a source of pleasure unto themselves. They don't taste good with ranch dressing either, I might add. And then there are the wings. Now, the Barbell in East Aurora, I didn't know this before today's show. They don't shake their wings with the sauce. Apparently, they paint the wings one by one. They paint the sauce onto the wings. This was news to me. I did not know that. And then there are also times, and I've said this a number of occasions today, but this is the specialization with which we now have to treat the chicken wing. It's not the easy show it used to be. There are times where I just want the texture of a wing, but I want to taste the chicken as if it had just come off the grill. And there are places around town that will do that for you, just grilled chicken wings. And they come in both flats and they come in the drumsticks. And by the way, that's another source of contention, flats or drumsticks. And if, you know, you're in a marriage where she likes the drumsticks and you like the drumsticks, one of you is going to have to compromise. Hopefully, in your relationship, one of you likes the flats and the other one likes the drumstick. I'm a drumstick kind of guy. So show me a woman who likes the flats like Mrs. Nerd, and you know, that's just, you know, that's no problem, easy fix. We won't talk about her clams. It is 444 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, but they're delicious, actually, and they have to be topped off on the grill. I don't know why you guys laugh every time I say they're clams. I don't know what you guys are thinking. It is 444 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So when you order your wings, how do you order them? With me, it's spicy and it is well done. I like them crisp. And let's just spend a moment talking about blue cheese. We all in agreement that ranch dressing sucks on chicken wings? Okay, because I think ranch dressing is heresy to chicken wings. They must be blue cheese. But for in the name of all that is good and holy, it is better to have too much blue cheese than to not have enough blue cheese. Because if there are two of you eating wings and it comes with one little tub of blue cheese, you're asking for trouble. You better get at least two more so everybody can be satisfied, because there's a certain rule of the universe, and I haven't quite figured out how this works yet, but when you get 10 wings, by the time you get to the eighth wing, you are digging and digging and digging for just a little bit of blue cheese. By the time you get to number 9 and number 10, forget it. You're out of blue cheese. Always better to have too much than not enough when it comes to blue cheese. I also wonder how many wings will be sold in Western New York, the dinner hour. Wonder how many pizzerias are saying, well, we're certainly having a run on wings tonight. What the hell's going on? They'll never be able to figure it out until somebody tells them. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I could talk about this all day, and I could talk about it because, as I said, the increasing specialization of chicken wings, it ain't the easy show it used to be. Here's Chad in Greenville, South Carolina, the home of, what is it, Moretto's?
Yeah, Moretti's, I believe it's called.
Moretti's. All right, I wrote that down wrong because we have listeners who are moving down there, and they said that Moretti's is the place to go in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, you mentioned clams, and I'm daydreaming. But
I mention clams pretty much every day. They've become one of my favorite food staples.
So I miss the Western New York chicken wings. There are things close down here like that, but there's no Western New York chicken wings. There's no Duff's. There's no Grasso's. There's no Ronnie's. There's no LaBella's.
Well, how about this Moretti's place that the lady called in to say Moretti's right around the corner from you in Greenville was pretty good?
They're good. We went there twice. The last time we went, my wife pulled a feather off the chicken wing, and we haven't been there since.
Well, that's unfortunate in so many ways.
The owner's a little jerky. But
I'm sorry to hear that. And I hope that their lawyer doesn't practice in New York State. But I'm very sorry to hear that.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good.
But yeah, he does have a lot of cool pictures of Buffalo on his walls, like newspapers and articles, and it is a cool place to visit.
Oh, but you know, if you travel this country enough, you will find little pockets of Buffalo expatriates who do have their own bars that try their best to have a Buffalo atmosphere and Buffalo wings at home. I used to live in Newport Richey, Florida, and every time the Bills were playing on Monday night, that is where every Buffalo expat went to watch the Buffalo Bills play. And actually, the wings weren't that bad right there in Newport Richey, Florida.
Yeah, and I like them juicy, saucy. I want to look like I just murdered a chicken.
Jeez, so you're not into with your teeth. You're not into the well done, crispy way of doing it.
I am here or there, but if I'm going to call an order, it's not going to be, you know, crispy. I don't want my gums and teeth to hurt afterwards. I just want to look like I just murdered a chicken.
Yeah, and with your hands, with your teeth, and everything else. Now, as we have become, and you're calling in from Greenville, South Carolina, as we've become more specialized with our wing orders and our wing desires and tastes, is the traditional wing still your favorite, or have you branched out, as I have branched out, into alternatives that might even be a little bit healthier?
No, I'm stubborn. Traditional, saucy, hot.
And we'll know that you're a true Buffalonian if you second the thought that it's got to be blue cheese and none of this ranch dressing.
So definitely no ranch dressing. I think blue cheese is disgusting. I will eat blue cheese with celery, but other than that, I don't like it. My wife loves it. I think it's disgusting. I don't even want to smell it.
And I certainly can respect that. Now, do you and your wife have the flat versus drumstick thing all worked out?
Yeah, so it's funny. We call them one boner or two boners.
So, okay, so I presume that she likes the two boners?
Boner. Yeah.
Okay, she likes the flats and you like the drumstick.
Yeah.
And we'd ask you for a demonstration of how you eat the drumstick, but in light of your previous comment, that might not be FCC ready. Glad you called, Chad, in Greenville. Our loss is Greenville, South Carolina's gain.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Hang tough. Thanks. And good call. That was passion, folks. That was sheer, raw passion. It is, for future reference, I think we'll simply call them flats and drumsticks as opposed to the boner references that will likely get us laughing. Hey, just remember, it can also mean a mistake you make on the air, a mistake you make in life, like, wow. I gave Phil a chicken wing that he's choking on. That proved to be a real boner. Let's go back to the calls. And if you're just joining us, this isn't just another show about, hey, who's got the best wings in town? Specialization has forced us to ask some more specialized questions. And Michael in Hamburg, you're on WBEN. Michael, welcome.
Yes, Tom.
Yes, sir. You are on the radio. Thank you for your patience and holding.
Thank you, sir. More of a horror story, quite honestly. I'm a Buffalo native all my life, but was privileged to spend 2 years down in Washington, D.C. doing a service program with the Capuchin Friars. But I distinctly remember having to pick up something after work one night, swung by the closest pizza joint. I remember it was called We the Pizza, about a stone's throw from the Capitol building. And just looking down the menu, what I noticed was that they did wings, but you could get either blue cheese or ranch, but they would take the sauce plus the dressing, mix it together, then coat the wings with it.
No. And how did that work out?
Needless to say, I did not even bother trying it.
Yeah. Did you
roll the stomach?
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. That just seems like how do they even call them wings?
I guess you could call them hipster wings, especially in that part of D.C., but...
Wow. And what did they charge for those?
Too much.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right, man. Thank you very much. You know, and that brings up another aspect to the whole wing show. Your horrible experience with getting chicken wings out of town. And I just a little while ago recounted the story of being in Pittsburgh after the Jeff Lynn's ELO show. And there, Renee and I, Renee's a very dear friend. We were hungry after the show, and we decided we're going to send out for pizza and wings. So we send out for wings in Pittsburgh. We've established the fact that everything closes in Pittsburgh at about 10 o'clock at night. And what came to the room was just not even close to being a respectable chicken wing. And to add insult to injury, they had the audacity to actually send ranch dressing instead of blue cheese. And I thought it was a mistake. I thought somebody had really screwed up. Turns out most Americans, according to scientific research, actually prefer ranch dressing with their chicken wings instead of blue cheese, which I find to be heresy and also further justification for the Electoral College.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.